They weren't exactly a captive audience. It's better to say they were built in, a ready-made audience, hungry to be entertained, and they had standards that were exacting, expectations that were high. We're told the Tamamint Playhouse was a resident summer theater which operated between 1921 and 1960 at Camp Tamamint, an adult summer camp here in Pennsylvania's Pocono Mountains, and that it became a preeminent training ground and creative outlet for mid-20th century theater, dance, film, and television. The Playhouse had a dual purpose: to furnish high-quality entertainment for the thousands of adults who vacationed at Camp Tamamint each summer, and to provide a showcase and workshop for the artists who came to the Playhouse to learn and perfect their craft. It was through Tamamint's professional workshop, which developed not only performers, but also new plays, dances, music, and a codified formula for producing weekly reviews, that the Tamamint Playhouse made a significant impact on American entertainment. Notable Tamamint alumni include actors Danny Kaye, Imogene Coca, Betty Garrett, Pat Carroll, Larry Kurt, Dick Shawn, and Carol Burnett. Directors Max Liebman, Herbert Ross, and Joe Layton. Dancer choreographers Jerome Robbins, Ruthanna Boris, Danny Daniels, and James Starbuck. Composers Sylvia Fine, Jerry Bach, Jonathan Tunick, and Mary Rogers, and writers Woody Allen, Neil Simon, Lucille Callan, and Mel Tonkin. Two Broadway shows, The Straw Hat Review and this one, Once Upon a Mattress, from 1959, originated at the Playhouse, as did musical and sketch material for many others. Finally, the Tamamint Review formula and talent were utilized to create one of early television's most successful variety programs, Your Show of Shows. That from a study by Martha S. LaMonaco. As we suggested, one thing the theater staff at Tamamint didn't have to do was find an audience. They could put all of their energy into the creative development of their presentations and the talented people they would bring to the region to take on the tasks of producing these pieces. And as we heard, the art of comedy was celebrated with names like Imogene Coca, Carol Burnett, Woody Allen, and Neil Simon among them. Now, over 30 years later, after the last days at Tamamint, an enormously talented producer with a passion for theater is developing a vision for his company, Pocono Mountains Theater. And he is dedicated to developing new works and creative talents in a professional setting with cross-pollination between the Poconos and New York, where he produced off-Broadway theater for 10 years and was managing director of the esteemed Rattlestick Playwrights Theater. Brian Long has one sizable task, though, in addition to everything else it takes to realize such a vision, and that is to build an audience, to attract people to attend the Pocono Mountains Theater Company offerings, to establish a secure foundation for professional theater of this caliber in the region. Pocono Mountains Theater Company will present Barely Standing, a new one-person play by New York writer, actor, and comedian Laura Spaeth, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at East Stroudsburg University. And we had a chance to speak by phone with Brian Long about the piece and his vision for Pocono Mountains Theater Company.
The impulse was moving into the area in March of 2015. A lot of people that I had met as I moved here knew what I had done, been producing off-Broadway theater in New York for about a decade, and were interested in bringing some of that type of theater to the area. So I cautiously did a few town hall-type meetings. And there did seem to be a genuine interest, you know, in the East Stroudsburg and Barrett Township areas. So I started off by just kind of gauging the type of audiences I had out there. And I did that by scheduling a series of staged readings of both new work and produced work. I guess we started in February of 2016, so we did that for the last, let's say, 15 months, and we did a total of 9 readings. 5 of them were done at East Stroudsburg University, and the other 4 were done at various locations throughout Barrett Township. So after those 9 readings, which the last one was recently, was at the end of April, you know, I felt like it was time to do a legitimate production, go from a stage reading to a production. And it was very fortunate that one of the readings that we did back in the fall, I guess it was in October, was a new one-woman show by Laura Spates. And we did a reading of the play in Buck Hill Falls at a little venue they had there called Pace Pond, the Activity Center at Pace Pond. And we had about 50 people come to the reading. And it was the first time that this piece had been heard out loud. And it went great. Everybody enjoyed the piece. Laura learned a lot from it. And, you know, based on that reading, she did some script changes. And as I was trying to decide what my first produced piece should be here at the Poconos, you know, I thought Laura's piece was a great start for us. You know, it's a little less expensive because it's a one-person show. It does not require a major set or costume package. There are some sound design to it, and there's some lighting design. But it wasn't a complicated piece. It was one actor, so we don't have like a huge amount that we've got to pay for the cast. And as I said, the people that heard the reading in Barrett loved the piece. So basically, the last 15 months have been about these readings, developing audiences, getting the word out, and now we've progressed into our first production.
What the playwright needs really is that kind of interchange with an audience so that they can get that sense of, well, maybe I need to tweak here.
Yeah, the nice thing for Laura, or any piece that we do along these lines when it comes to new work is, you know, doing a reading in front of an audience, hearing audience reaction, getting a really good sense of what's working and what's not working, and then taking that information and going back to do more script work. It's a really helpful process for playwrights. You know, that's what I did at Rattlestick as well. We developed pieces along a similar line. And now, you know, it's ready for a production. I would certainly say that this will not be the final printed script for this show. This will be a step in its development for sure. I'm sure after we do you know, the four shows that she'll take, again, the information she gained from the audiences and will make more script adjustments in the hopes of having this move to New York, New York City, and looking for a production there probably the end of 2017, 2018. But both the reading that we did and this production will help her progress along the lines of what she needs to do with the script to make it even better.
Well, introduce us to her as a theater artist.
Well, Laura is predominantly known in New York as a stand-up comedian. She does quite a bit of stand-up in the region, and she has a radio show that she does there that is also more of a comic-type setting. But she is also relatively well-known as an actor and a writer. She's done a number of TV and film roles as an actor. I think the biggest credit she had was The Bourne Identity, or maybe it was the second one in that series. And then as a writer, you know, she writes obviously her own material for her stand-up, but she's not been produced as a writer up to this point. She has a number of plays that I like. She also has a number of TV pilots that I very much like. But I think this is a good starting point for her in terms of people to become aware of her as a writer and not just, you know, with her stand-up material. I think the most interesting thing, one of the most interesting things about this piece and the reason that it's come about is in the stand-up comedy circles in New York, Laura became very good friends with a comedian that I think most people know named Lisa Lampanelli. And Lisa has, in a lot of ways, mentored Laura. And probably about a year ago, they were talking, Laura and Lisa were talking, and Lisa had recommended that she consider, in addition to the stuff that she'd already been writing, to maybe write a theater piece for her as a one-person show. So Laura thought about it and loved the idea, and as a result of that, I guess, encouragement from Lisa, she wrote this script, this script Barely Standing, and she wrote it over the course of last summer. It had good first and second drafts, and by the time we got to the third draft, you know, we were ready to do the reading here in Buck Hill. And now she's on, I think, draft number 5 that we'll be using for this production. But I think it's kind of interesting that it was spurred by, you know, her mentor, Lisa Lampanelli, suggesting that in addition to the work she's already doing, she might want to try a piece that she can not just write but also perform.
Can you give us a little sense of the premise?
Yeah, the basic storyline is Laura talks about certain decisions she made in her life regarding career versus marriage. And she ended up choosing marriage, and that did not work out so well. So she takes a very, I think, honest and very humorous look at that choice to get married and focus on being, you know, in a relationship whereby her acting work kind of took a back seat. And then as the years progressed, I think she saw that that might not have been a good decision. So she started to change the course of her life. And as she was making some of those changes, she got very ill. And then she struggled with her health quite a bit over the last, like, decade. So this play kind of looks at her choice to become married and choose a relationship over career and changing that decision and starting to look more toward kind of reestablishing her career and then getting ill and having to deal with battles with her health. And all of this, I think, is a very honest look at her life. It's a very funny look at her life. She's compassionate in this piece, but also very raw. I think in terms of maybe people that our audience would know, I think she kind of heads in the direction that Joan Rivers heads in. So if you're a Joan Rivers fan, I think Laura will be right up your alley. Also, if you're a Lisa Lampanelli fan, I think Laura would be right up your alley. And I think that's probably the way that I could best describe the piece. Very, very honest, furiously honest, I would say, as she kind of tells us her story about her struggles.
And Brian, you've seen so much and you've worked so much in the theater. What makes a good one-person play? Not everything makes a good one-person play. Obviously, you see here that there is something really strong and that she is strong enough to bring this off.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt that her stand-up comic skills are a big plus when it comes to performing this piece. She's extremely comfortable in front of audiences, you know, when she's doing comedy. And you know, when it comes to this piece, there is some serious parts to it, and she does a great job with them. And then she flows right into some of the comedy, and she's just very good in front of an audience. And I would credit most of that to her stand-up work. You know, the content also goes between drama and comedy. I think it's so many different notes that it keeps your attention very well, as opposed to being kind of a one-note piece. There's a lot of variety in here, and I think Laura does an exceptional job of owning it, at least in the rehearsals. You know, the reading that we did last year, she was great, and then we've been in rehearsals for the play, which we've actually been rehearsing in New York. So I've been to a number of the rehearsals, but it's in really good shape, and she's really funny. The script is really interesting.
And what have you come to learn about audiences here? Were you surprised about the variety of people who might come to the pieces that you've been putting on?
Well, I guess what I've learned is that there is a variety of people, and there's not like one specific way to describe the audiences that have been coming to the plays. You know, I think it's going to be the challenge of the theater company over the next 2 to 3 years to figure out ways to grow audiences and get them aware of what we're doing and keep them connected with what we're doing. I guess the way that I kind of looked at what I've learned over the first 15 months was that I could comfortably have an event where I knew I could get 100 people. So that became like the known number. So now this production, I wanted to stretch that a little bit. We're doing 4 shows. Each night there's 100 seats. So we're kind of now jumping up to about a 400 seat capacity here. And I think that was kind of the next step for me. I didn't want to go too crazy and try to, you know, sell 1,000 tickets, but 400 felt comfortable. You know, this is the first show we're doing some significant advertising for. We're spending some money on marketing. We're doing as much outreach as we can, including social media. And I just felt like this was the right time to see if I could get to that level of getting 400 people to a show. And we have some fans here in Barrett. We have some fans in Stroudsburg. We're doing marketing in the Lehigh Valley area, up in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area. And early on, you know, the tickets that I've seen sold already for the show are coming from all over. It's really, really interesting. And I think this will be a big, big step in terms of me learning, you know, who's out there, who's interested in this. Hopefully they see the show and find it as funny and as interesting as I do. And that they'll want to, you know, sign up on the website so they can get the emails of when new shows are happening. Join us on Facebook so they can see the same type of information. And we can continue to spread the word. Because ultimately, you know, I want to head toward having audiences around 3,000. I think with 3,000 people in the area that I know would come to a show, you know, then I can do something much more significant, like bringing a production in from New York that might have some star actors and actresses that I could run for 12 to 15 performances you know, in a 150-seat venue. So this is kind of the next step in heading toward that, probably in around 2018.
You're clearly a theater professional, Brian, and it sounds like you've got a serious short-term and long-term view for the company.
Well, my history with theater is what I can bring to the table. Basically what I've learned over the last 10, 12 years producing in New York. As I now look for what I'm doing over the next 12 months after Lara's show, the next thing I'm doing is going to be in November, and we're going to be doing a not a new play. This will be a New York-produced play, but we're going to bring a play in from New York, and I'm going to do all local actors. It's a three-hander. Can't really say the title yet just because I haven't nailed down the rights and everything, but it'll be a three-hander, and we're going to produce it with local actors, local director, and we'll use a site-specific venue because the play takes place in a bar restaurant, so we'll actually find a location that's not a theater but a actual bar restaurant, and we're going to run that one probably about 12 to 18 performances. And then we move into the spring of 2018, and that is when I'm going to be bringing my first show. I guess Lara's is my first show from New York. But I think this will be a little different in that formula is going to be that I'm going to be teaming up with a New York producer. And we will rehearse the show in New York for 4 weeks. We will then bring it here to ESU, East Stroudsburg University. We will do a week of performances, and then it'll immediately go right back into New York, and we'll continue running for another 4 or 5 weeks. So I've now started the process of teaming up with some New York producers, and I'm looking at some plays in the spring of 2018 and the fall of 2018 that will come here for a week prior to the start of the show in New York.
Tell us a little bit about your relationship with the theater at East Stroudsburg.
Well, it's one of the great things in producing in this area was coming across Margaret Ball, who's the head of the theater department at East Stroudsburg. And Margaret and I have been just sharing ideas and talking about the idea of this theater company and how it can also help the students there. So she has been very generous in allowing us to use both the big theater there and their 100-seat black box theater there. And the synergies are pretty good. I'm going to give a few examples, I guess, to explain it. First of all, on Lara's show, we have two members of the theater department involved in the production. John Laurie, who is a senior at the university, will be doing the stage management for the show. So we've hired him to run lights and sound and run the show for us. And then we hired another one of the students, Joshua, who is doing all the sound design. There is some complicated sound design elements of the show, and he's come on board, and we've hired him as the sound designer. They're both currently students at the university, and not only have they been involved now in a professional production, but we've been taking them into New York to do the rehearsals. So they get to meet a lot of people as we've kind of been taking them back and forth for the rehearsal process. So that's just one example of how the students can benefit from me doing work there with Margaret. Now, again, to maybe talk about future programming, the next big thing that I've got on the horizon, which will be more of a late 2018-2019 platform, is that we are going to take a location. I'm going to give an example of a swimming pool. We are going to take a swimming pool, and we are going to build three new plays around them taking place in a swimming pool, like an indoor swimming pool. And we're going to commission three writers to write plays with that location in mind. And this is how the three plays will work. The first play will be written by a New York playwright, and it will have a cast of New York actors. The second play will be by a local playwright, and will be cast with local actors. And the third play will be a New York writer cast with students from the university. And we will run all three of these shows in rep over the course of about 4 weeks. All three of them will get about 18 performances, and all three of them will be new plays. That's a little costly to do all that, so I need to have like some money in the bank before I do it, but that is a 2018/2019 initiative of doing something on that broad a scale. And again, it's a really good thing for the students there because I'm going to be able to cast them. I'm sure they're going to be involved in design elements and running the shows. And it's just a good way for them to step out of the classroom and get some real practical experience in working in the theater. Excited about it. We have a lot of work ahead of us, but you know, if you look at this as building a pyramid, you know, a lot of the hard work to build a pyramid starts with that bottom row of bricks, because that's the widest of the rows, right? You got to put all those bricks down at the bottom. But then when you get to the second level of the pyramid, there's a little less bricks to have to put up there. So I think we're kind of on the second level of bricks now, jumping into doing our first production, hoping to get a lot of people out to see it and respond. You know, each night after the show, I'm sure we'll all go out. Laura and I and the people involved in the show will all go out, so everyone will have an opportunity to get to meet Laura and talk to me about what they think, ask me about what I think the future holds for Pocono Mountain Theater Company. And I'm looking forward to it very much.
And Brian, just tell us where our listeners can find you online.
Yes, on the web at Pocono Mountains, that's with an S, Pocono Mountains Theater Company .org. Theater is spelled with an E-R, not an R-E. So Pocono Mountains Theater Company .org has all the information about the show and how to get tickets. And then we're on Facebook and Twitter, so sign up and friend us and keep track of what we've got going on. As I said, we'll be releasing some information about the fall play with the local actors, the spring 2018 play, which will be a co-production with a New York producer, whereby we'll have the show here in the area for a week prior to going into New York. And then we'll also have some information as we go forward on these site-specific plays that we're going to do. So that's the way to track us, Pocono Mountains Theater Company.org and on Facebook and Twitter.
Brian Long, founder and artistic director of the Pocono Mountains Theater Company, speaking about the company and its next production, Barely Standing, My Life in Trouble, written and performed by Laura Spaeth, an actor, writer, comedian. And that's this Thursday at 7, Friday and Saturday nights at 8 at East Stroudsburg University in the Dale Snow Theater there. For more information, on the web, Pocono Mountains TheaterCompany.org, Pocono Mountains TheaterCompany.org. It's Barely Standing, My Life in Trouble. And it's Thursday, June 15th at 7, Friday and Saturday, June 16th and 17th at 8, and then on the 17th at 5 and Saturday, June 17th at 8. Performance location, the Dale Snow Theater at East Stroudsburg University. The 8 p.m. show on Saturday will be a VIP performance with all attendees invited to a post-show reception at the Royal Urban Winery, Main Street in Stroudsburg. For more information, on the web, Pocono Mountains Theater Company.org, Pocono Mountains Theater Company.org.